This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictated on date of service of 2/7/2023. Patient's last name is Sams. First name is Eric, E-R-I-C. Date of birth is 4/26/1984. Patient is a 38-year-old male who presents with a complaint of lower abdominal pain and also complaining of sore throat and coughing for about 3 days. She's a female. She denies any acute distress. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T. Patient complain of nasal congestion. Denies any air pain or loss of hearing. She complained of sore throat with slight painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain or nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She complained of lower abdominal pain, especially with urination and vaginal itching. GU patient denies any painful urination or urgency, but complain of tenderness while urinating. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed. She's alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 276.2 pounds. O2 saturation 100%. Blood pressure 132/89. Pulse is 90. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T. P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist. Pharyngeal erythema evident with slight pustular lesions, nasal mucosa, slightly erythematous and moist. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active. No tenderness, no palpable masses, no CVA tenderness. Extremities, facial moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert and oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin was warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had a urinalysis and it was negative for UTI. Patient tested positive for strep screen. Diagnosis, acute strep pharyngitis, allergic rhinitis, dysphagia, and possible vaginitis, yeast. Okay, prescription given for Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed, quantity 1 pack, Z pack to be taken as directed, quantity 1 pack, fluconazole 200 milligrams, 1 pill times 1, quantity 1. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week or as needed. Next patient, last name is Jackson, first name is DeQuincy, D-E-Q-U-I-N-C-Y, date of birth is 5/19/2004, date of service is 2/7/2023, patient is a 18-year-old male who presents with complaint of sore throat and difficulty in swallowing for about 3 days. And also complain of nasal congestion. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, patient complain of nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, complain of sore throat with painful swallowing, eyes, patient denies any blurred vision, no denies any eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 159.6 pounds. O2 saturation 99%. Blood pressure 122/90. Pulse is 70. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Physical exam HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygranular erythema, oral mucosa pink and moist, nasal mucosa erythematous and moist, slight pharyngeal erythema noted with no pustular lesions. Patient tested negative for strep screen. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular, return rhythm. No murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no thopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel times 4. Active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, acute pharyngitis, allergic rhinitis. Patient also tested negative for flu. Prescription given for fluticasone, propionate nasal, 50 microgram, 2 sprays in each nostril, Q-day, quantity 1 unit, Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed, quantity 1 unit, Z-pack, to be taken as directed, quantity 1 unit, increase oral fluids and warm salt gargle encouraged. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week. Next patient, last name is Punty, P-U-N-T-Y. First name is Edmund, E-D-M-U-N-D. Date of birth is 11/30/1929. Date of service is 2/7/2023. Patient is a 93-year-old male who presents as a post-ER visit. He had a patellar abscess and which was incised and drained. Now he has a wound packing over his left knee. He presents for follow-up and wound care. He denies any acute distress. Apparently, patient has no prior medical history and he doesn't take any medications as of the moment, except for the prescribed antibiotics that is taken at this time. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. He denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient has an open wound with packing over his left knee. He has no other lesions, no rash noted, reported. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain except for the left knee where his open wound is. He has no other, no limitation, ambulatory limitations. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 183.6 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 139/65, pulse is, blood pressure was 109/65. Pulse is 83, respiration 18, temperature 98.2. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, with regular return rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no thopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, facial moves all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness except for the left knee that was tender to palpation. but no stiffness noted over the left knee joint. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry. Patient has a lesion over his left knee that's draining serosanguinous fluid from the abscess. Sterile wound care was done and wound packing was applied with a quarter inch iodoform packing. Wound size was 2.5 centimeters long and 10 centimeters deep. Wound packing and dressing applied. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had a sterile wound care, which he tolerated. He's to return to the clinic tomorrow for repeat wound care and packing. Diagnosis: left patella abscess, left knee pain, wound care, and emergency room follow-up. Patient to continue with current antibiotic regimen. Next patient, last name is Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. First name is Enriqueta, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E-T-A. Date of birth is 7/15/1972. Date of service is 2/7/2023. Patient is a 50-year-old female who presents with repeat complaint of buttock pain and like anal pain. She's been complaining of multiple pain over multiple body parts in the past few months. She has been having requests for labs that was sent to his primary physician overseas. She presents today to have her lab results that was done in prior week. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient complain of multiple joint pains, multiple muscle spasms and tenderness, according to her, she has no ambulatory limitations. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 128.6 pounds. O2 saturation 99%. Blood pressure 107/67. Pulse is 80. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygranu, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities, voluntarily with no joint stiffness, patient has point tenderness to the inner region and the bilateral buttock area. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given a prescription for Robaxin, 500 milligrams, 1 POTID, quantity 30. Follow-up as needed. Patient's labs were revealed to her and communicated with proper comprehension. No abnormal labs noted this time. Diagnosis for this visit: autoimmune. Diagnosis: left flank pain, UTI pyelonephritis, status post UTI pyelonephritis, right acute otitis media, which is already resolved, lower abdominal pain. Patient had another urinalysis and it was negative. Okay, next patient, last name is Pineda, first name is Brisa. Date of birth is 7/11/2021. Date of service is 12/7/2023. Patient is a 1-year-old female who presents with mother with complaint of oral blisters and for one day, intermittent fever. And excessive crying. Review of systems. HEENT. ENT, according to mother, child has some nasal discharge, clear mucus discharge, denies any loss of hearing or ear pain. Complain that child has not been swallowing well, like sore throat, eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal patient has no report of any joint pain or joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally child appears slightly listless, crying, and slightly restless, but child makes good eye contact and is consolable. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 30.4 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Pulse is 118. Respiration 18, temperature 98.3. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, erythema, nasal mucosa erythematous with large amount of mucus, clear mucus exudate, oral mucosa slightly erythematous with blistering lesions, pharyngeal erythema noted, patient is positive for RSV and strep screen. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm. No murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnia. Abdomen is soft, bowel sounds times 4, active. No tenderness, no papillomavirus. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily. We know joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, oral candidiasis, acute strep pharyngitis, intermittent fever, and allergic rhinitis. Patient was given prescription for ibuprofen 80 milligrams per meal, 2.5 mils, POTIDPRN, quantity 4 ounces. Nystatin suspension, 100,000 units per meal, 1 mil, switch and gargle TID times 7 days, quantity sufficient. Amoxil 200 milligrams of 5 mil, 5 mil POPID times 10 days, quantity sufficient. Follow up visit scheduled for 3 days. Thank you.